Gemara in Hilchot Shabbat. One question happens a lot. A lady wants to know, can she cover the pot of the food on Shabbat when the food is, let's say, on the fire, on the blech? What is the issue of it? There's a few issues. Clearly, when you cover the pot, you cause whatever's in the pot to cook faster, because the covering of the pot contains the heat. So clearly it would be forbidden to cover a pot on food that is not fully cooked, because that would be considered that you're cooking the food faster. Now of course, even though the food would have gotten cooked, even if you didn't put the pot cover on, it's not like turning on a fire here. But since you're speeding up the process, the poskim say that that would be a sur, just like we learned by Megis, that if you would stir the pot when it's not fully cooked, that also speeds up the process of cooking. So just like stirring the pot that's not cooked is forbidden, so too putting a pot cover on something that's not fully cooked would be problematic. It happens sometimes, a person takes off the pot cover to check the food, and he notices it wasn't fully cooked yet. Now he's stuck. You cannot put that back pot cover back on. The question that also arises is that a lot of times, even if the food is cooked, when you take the pot cover off, there's condensation on the pot cover itself, water. And that condensation now is going to fall into the pot of the cooked food. The question is, do we have to be concerned about cooking that water when that water goes in? Some would argue that, you know, when it's falling off the pot cover, when you're pulling it off, so that's considered, it's like an eirui. And once that condensation comes in contact with the air, immediately it cools off. And then it falls into the pot, immediately it cooks it. Hakam David, in his Halakha Berura, has a few reasons why he's lenient on that and says there's no problem. I'll go through some of the reasons. One of the reasons is first of all, you're not mitkaven for that. Nobody cares to cook those drops of condensation when you're pulling off the pot cover. Clearly it's not your kavanah. You're pulling off the pot cover. You're not thinking even about that, even though it might be inevitable, but it's lo echpatle. And there's also a concern that, well, reason not to be concerned is because these drops of water were cooked already, and we do have to factor in that Rambam's opinion that says, and bishul ahar bishul belah, that once something is cooked, that you can't cook it twice. We also have to factor in that these drops are so small and so insignificant in the size, and therefore it's not even the shi'ud of cooking. And we should also factor in that not everybody agrees with that, the Bnei Yonah, that when that, you know, water comes in contact with the airspace, it cools off. Some say that if it comes from a Kli Rishon, it has the status of a Kli Rishon, therefore there would be no cooking at all. So based on those snifim, Chaim David says there would be no problem to take off the pot cover. Question is to put the pot cover back on. You see, by now, once you took the cover off and you checked the food, whatever you did, those drops are now cold. So although you do have some of the same leniencies that we said above, not all of them, because now the water is cold, so Chaim David suggests that the best thing to do is to shake off the pot cover, meaning shake it from the excess drops that it has, and you don't have to be too concerned about the, you know, the little moisture, because even when you shake it off, you can't shake it off till it's totally dry, and that would be significant. At the end of that piece, he then says, the mahmir, and the one that's stringent to actually dry the pot cover completely before he puts it on, tavu ala biracha. So therefore, there's the rules that come out for today. Covering a pot that's not fully cooked food is 100% asur, could be asur deoraita, hayab chatat. Taking a pot cover off, one does not have to be worried about the condensation. Putting a pot cover back on, one should preferably shake the condensation off before he puts it back on, and or at least do that. And if he wants to be more mahmir, he should actually dry it clean, so it's totally dry, and then he can put it back on without any concerns at all.